pending legal action has not been enough to quell standoffs between disputing factions of the Cayuga Indian Nation over leadership of the tribe, WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports.
On Saturday, the group of chiefs and clan mothers that claimed to be in control of the Cayuga shut down one of the nation's two Finger Lakes gas stations for about 8 hours. They also prevented a nearby gambling hall from opening. The Unity Council, as they're known, has been in control of one gas station in Seneca Falls for 2 weeks now. The gas station shut down Saturday is in Union Springs and still operated by Clint Halftown. Halftown says he's still the federal representative of the Cayuga and rightful overseer of his business interests, but the Unity Council says it removed him from the post a decade ago. In a separate incident Sunday morning, 5 people were arrested after police say they were trying to smash their car through the fence of a Cayuga-owned trucking company in Seneca Falls. Police say the car also rammed into a police cruiser. Police say all 5 were intoxicated. Halftown, the disputed federal representative, told the Auburn Citizen the 5 are supporters of the dissidents that oppose him, but the Unity Council says it was, quote, completely unrelated. The 2 sides are expected in court later this month to respond to a lawsuit Mr. Halftown filed against the Unity Council, attempting to bar them from entering nation-owned businesses. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.